Welcome to the Husky Bamboo Podcast. It's aside from a podcast, meaning that it's about nothing in particular.
Welcome, everyone. I am here again. This is Ariel, and you are listening to the Husky Bamboo Podcast. This is the 25th episode so far. I'm amazed that I have made it this far. So far, I have finally managed to break the matrix, the codes of how to record a podcast with audio and video. Turns out I have a cell phone. Who would have thought? And that cell phone, guess what it does? It records video. So, as of recording right now, you should be seeing my fat, hairy mug on your YouTube if you're watching, if you incline so to do so. That is all on you. Watch and look at your own discretion. I cannot be held responsible for a prolonged observation of this mug, you know, this Chewbacca type face. So we're hacking the code. We're finally doing it. Yay. So you're watching me and you can put a face to the voice that you listen to. The two of you that listen to this podcast still, God bless you. God be with you. you need some mental health. Or you're like-minded heart and spirit, aka you're pretty messed up on la cabeza. So thank you for listening, and thank you for watching the Husky Bible. I have to keep looking at the camera. I'm multitasking here. I'm all over the place. So let's go right away on to the events that we will be unfolding on today. Let's start with some tech news. I mean, I know that I'm not normally your techie reviewer. I'm not tech savvy per se, but we do have to talk about this because it is the thing that allowed the 21st century to actually feel like we're in the future. And we're talking about Apple. Mainly, we're talking about the iPhone. And on this past week, we had the unveiling of the iPhone 12. Short version, it looks exactly like the iPhone 11. You gotta give it up to Apple. They find a way to sell you the same product every year with a slight configuration change, with a slightly improvement, like maybe 5%, 10%, 15% improvement of the year previous model. And they sell like gangbusters. And mind you, they are not cheap. They're not cheap phones. But I will give Apple this year. This year, they have thought of the little people. They have the little people in mind. Little people, I don't mean petite people, with actual height development. And I will not go for the name because, you know, we do not wish to be canceled. Also, who the hell knows who we are, so we could probably say the word, but I'm not going to, because that's the meaning. We have budget phones. Apple is going back to basics in terms of going back to bringing the shape from like old iPhones. We're talking about like the iPhone 5 shape. So we're going back to that size. It is a nice little phone to hold in the hand, I would imagine. I mean, I remember having an iPhone 4. I practically only owned two iPhones. The iPhone 3GS and the iPhone 4, and I haven't gone any further than that, because budget reasons. I've stayed in Android land for a while, as because I'm not rich and I'm not willing to pay money that I can easily invest in a computer or anything else in the house that is needed instead of wasting that kind of cash. And you would say, well, do you have a plan? Well, we here in third world countries do not carry phone plans. We are prepaid, and we like to keep it that way because things are expensive here. And buying a phone of that capacity is overkill. Just an FYI for those who are unaware of that type of situation. But then again, you are listening or viewing me. Therefore, I would imagine you are part of this country. You either live in DR or are related to someone, or you are a descendant from a person in DR. Let's go over the tech stuff. We're going to have like the finish. We have black, white, green, and blue, both on the minis and the standard sized phones. The thing is that almost all of them have the exact same parts. Only the exterior varies. You're going to have that the smallest capacity is going to be 64 gigabytes up to 256. The minis are going to be 5.18 inches in height and on width 2.53. The other ones are going to be, well, let's just say the display, the size is 5.4 on the minis, and on the normal size is going to be 6.1. They're both HDR models, True Tone, Wide Color P3, Haptic Touch, all the little details there. I won't go into the whole techie stuff. The thing is, new iPhones coming around. Get ready to get chapeado. Those of you who get it. You don't. Get ready to get some serious cash in the future. I don't doubt that people would like to have the mini. Although the small phones are making a comeback. You know, like those 5 inches phones are making a comeback. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe those will be the ones that sell. Phones right now are like monstrosities. You're practically carrying a tablet in your pockets now. So, it's nice to have something petite in your hand because, you know, phones should be phones. That's what I guess. But then again, I can't complain because mine is recording the video of the podcast so far. So there you go. That's the tech review for the Apple iPhone 12. It's a good phone. Apple doesn't make shit, but get ready to pay. If you want one, get ready to pay. Okay, so from going from there, let's go to something more hilarious. I found news this week that made me laugh my ass off, which is Brazilian senator caught hiding cash between his butt cheeks. Reps of Chico Rodriguez have not yet commented on the cash allegedly found down his pants. Let's read. Brazilian Senator Chico Rodriguez was caught in a police raid with money hidden between his butt cheeks on Wednesday. That would be this past week. A judicial source briefed on the matter told Reuters amid an investigation into the misuse of COVID-19 response funding. Oh, that's a classic. In the Senate, Rodriguez represents the state of Roraima. I'm going to butcher that name. I do not speak Portuguese. I'm sorry. And has also been chosen as a deputy leader for the agenda of the administration of President Jair Bolsonaro. Again, don't speak Portuguese. Who won the presidency campaign heavily on ending the corruption on previous governments. Yeah, that's going to go away. Corruption. Yeah. Keep dreaming. Rodriguez confirmed in a statement that his house was raided without giving details. He denied wrongdoing and said he had been clean throughout his 30 years in politics. His office did not immediately respond to a request to comment on the cash allegedly found in his pants, an incident that was widely reported in major Brazilian newspapers citing unnamed sources. The federal police declined to comment, citing the confidentiality of the investigation. In a statement on Wednesday, the police said that they had carried out a raid as part of an investigation into the possible misuse of congressional fundings directed to the health secretary in Roraima to pay for the COVID-19 response. On Thursday, Bolsonaro, I would guess that's the president, said the police raid was evidence that his government was fighting a graft. There is no corruption in my government, and we will fight corruption, whoever it is. That's me giving the thumbs up for you listening only. He told supporters outside his official residence. Bolsonaro's anti-graft credentials have faltered since the president's campaign. His former justice minister, Sergio Moro, an immensely popular ex-judge who was known for his tough stance on corruption, resigned earlier this year. Oh, wow. Alleging Bolsonaro had sought to interfere in a police investigation for personal gain, an allegation Bolsonaro denies. The president's son is under investigation for graft in Rio de Janeiro. Bolsonaro and his son deny wrongdoing. Typical Latin American political BS. I mean, it happens in Brazil. It happens in your neck of the woods, as I posted on Facebook when I posted this news. So, I mean, nothing new. This is part of the course, not just in Brazil. And I'm not going to even shit on Brazil. I don't know Brazilian shit. I do know Odebrecht. Yeah, Odebrecht. Sorry. I'm human. I do know Odebrecht, and I do know that this country, Dominican Republic, a country which I currently reside, has a very intimate relationship with Odebrecht, and so does, like, half of Latin America. You know, countries that have been, political parties have been falling down the wayside, political careers have ended due to Odebrecht, and Odebrecht is a Brazilian contracting company. I don't mean to say that all Brazilians are corrupted. I'm saying that money corrupts everyone, and DR is not the exception. So, you know, that's just seeing how things are. And I bet that thing has probably happened here in DR more than once. But at least here they know how to pay off the press. Anywho, speaking of paying off the press and pissing people off, let's talk about the most crybaby nation in the world. Yes, we're talking about the USA. You have earned the title of the butthurt nation. You have earned it. You have earned it whole. That beautiful name. Okay, so you all, by this time that I'm recording, it's been over a week now. Bill Burr, US comedian, probably very well known, one of the best stand-up comedians in the U.S., probably in the world, was invited to be the host of SNL Saturday Night Live. Yes, that still runs. And yes, that is a very liberal program. Now, not to say that Bill Burr is not a liberal person, but he is an objective person. I mean, he is liberal, but he calls bullshit where he sees it. And I would like to read to you a transcript of what he said, just to get an idea of why people are so butthurt, because I would put the audio, but I guess that would probably bring some laws here. So I'd much rather read it. So, okay. So it says here, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. That's Bill Burr, in case you didn't get it. I have been doing stand-up forever, and this has always been a lifelong dream of mine, to come here and host Saturday Night Live. So thank you so much coming out during these difficult times. You guys are all looking like surgeons with your masks on. Make me feel comfortable that you're wearing masks. I like people who wear masks. That's good. You're listening to the eggheads. The people we all cheated off in high school, right? Keep listening to them. And then if you don't wear a mask, that doesn't bug me either, right? Take out your grandpa, you know. Take out your weak cousin with the asthma. I don't care. It's your decision. There's too many people. it's a dream come true. If you're that dumb and you want to kill your own family members, by all means, do it. Stops you from reproducing. It's literally a dream come true. And speaking of dreams come true, did you see Rick Moranis getting sucker punched in the Upper West Side? New York is back, baby. New York is back. Yes, we lost our edge there for a minute. City started looking like a giant Bed and Bath and Beyond, and then, bam, old Rick took one in the chops. It had to happen. That's what happens when you stick an M&M on an M&M store in Times Square, alright? The universe has to balance itself. Get the peep show back in Times Square. Old people can walk safely 40 blocks away. I don't know. I'll probably get canceled for doing that joke. You know, how stupid that is that cancel thing. They're literally running out of people to cancel. They're going after dead people now. They're trying to cancel John Wayne. It's like, yeah, dude, God did that 40 years ago. They're all up in arms. They're like, do you hear what he said in the interview in Playboy 1970? Can you believe that? It's like, yeah, he was born in 1907. That's what these people sounded like. You never talked to your grandparents and brought up the wrong subject. And all of a sudden, they went off the rails. Like, oh, wow, grandma, just keep making the cookies. You don't bring up race and religion with your grandparents. You keep it simple. Anyway, I don't know. I guess my grandparents are older. I don't know. Blowing ahead. Let's talk. Let's talk white women here, shall we? Let's talk white women. You're amazing. Your accomplishments over the last few years, I gotta tell you, the way white women somehow hijacked the woke movement, generals around the world should be analyzing this. Just to refresh your memory, the woke movement was supposed to be about people of color not getting opportunities. The at-bats that they deserved, finally making that happen. And it was about that for about 8 seconds. And then somehow white women swung their Gucci booted feet over the fence of oppression and stuck themselves in the front line. I don't know how they did it. I never heard so much complaining in my life from white women. I'm hurt with my SUV and my heated seats. I have no idea what it's like to be. You have no idea what it's like to be me trashing white guys. The nerve. Where's the camera? The nerve of you white women. Listen, I don't want to speak ill of my bitches here, okay? I don't. But let's go back in history okay? You guys stood by us, toxic white males, through centuries of crimes against humanity. You rolled around in the bloody money, and occasionally you wanted to sneak off and hook up with a black dude. If you got caught, you said it wasn't consensual. Yeah. That's what you did. That's what you did. So why don't you shut up, sit down next to me, and take your talking to? Thank you. So I haven't been in New York for about a year. Okay, let's just leave it there. That was the part that angered people in the States. If you listen to people complaining online, or read what people were complaining about online, they try to rip Mr. Bill Burr a new one. They try to rip him a new asshole. And I apologize for reading the whole thing. I know I'm not as funny as him. I'm probably not funny at all. But I just needed a context for people to understand in case you didn't watch it, in case you have no opinion on the subject or the matter. So yeah, that complaining about how white women have hijacked the woke movement. Was he lying? I'm shaking my head as in no, for those of you listening. No, he wasn't lying. He said it in a very sarcastic way, you know, digging in a little, punching down a little bit. But is it true? Yes, it's true. They've hijacked a movement that belonged to other people and they took it as their own. And now they're going for the heads of everyone. Now in the United States, you can't joke about anything because everything now provokes some illicit response from people, which it is incomprehensible to me. Apparently, I've decided to record in a drag race, in the middle of a drag race right now, so I apologize if you're listening to all these goddamn forsaken motorcycles running around at this time. I did not know I was in the middle of a drag race, so I apologize for that. Anywho, he called out their bullshit, and now they're pissed off at him for reasons. I mean, I come from a time, I'm old. If you're watching the video, you can see my hair, my beard is almost white. I come from a time, I was raised in the 80s, and I come from a time where I was allowed to watch, well, not allowed because they weren't, my parents weren't there, they were working, but I watched Sam Kennison, Andrew Dice Clay, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy in my childhood. And if you know those names, you know those are not very Christian folk in the sense of keeping things pure, if you get my drift. Yeah, they told it as they felt it, and some of them are still alive, some of them are not, but nonetheless, those were the voices in my head in my childhood, hence why my expensive vocabulary and the cursing department, which I'm trying to reduce, and we'll get to that later. it's amazing to me that the U.S. has the audacity to bitch about so many fucking things, and some of them are merited. Let me be that clear. Some of them are very merited to complain about and seek justice after. Some of them are very merited. But, I mean, look at the United States in the position that they have or had, however you want to look at it. It's a very privileged state. It's a very privileged nation. And yes, there are a lot of injustices. Yes, there's a lot of things that need to be corrected in the U.S. There is no such thing as a perfect nation wholesale, that every single area, every single thing in that nation is perfect. There is no such thing. That thing does not exist. Okay, so let's not even pretend that that is real. But they have privileges that other nations don't have. Like, I know of nations that people that live in other parts of the world where they cannot express themselves fully. And they go to the States because it was, and I say was now because it ain't anymore, it was the only place where you can, for better or for worse, be yourself. It was the only place that it respected your individuality. And that's going away now. There are some places where it still stands, like Texas. Texas is where, I think, Texas is the last stand. Like, Texas and Florida are the last stands in the United States where you can be an individual, where you can be yourself and not be totally judged. Well, more Texas and Florida. Florida, there's still a lot of flaky people there. And by my comments, probably you would infer that, well, you're probably a righty. I'm a central in that sense. I'm more in the center. Yes, I do lean right in a lot of things, and I lean left for a lot of things. But I'm an essentialist. I believe in let people live and let live. I believe in that I can't change you. That if you do believe in a higher power, then let that higher power change the individual. I don't have the capacity of changing anybody. So what I'm saying is that, you know, stop being such fucking pussies. America, stop being such a bunch of fucking pussies. And when somebody expresses themselves, by the way, as a joke, it was a joke. Yes, he threw a little jab in there, but it was a joke. Like, when people do stand up, you understand that he is eliciting a response out of you, and it's to provoke laughter, not to actually provoke you in getting pissed off. You understand he's eliciting a response because it's funny. Now, you may not agree with that sense of humor. That's totally on you, dude. But nonetheless, he's joking. It's a joke. When can we get back to saying jokes without people getting so goddamn offended? And it's one of the reasons why I really, really, really don't like going to the States anymore. Last time I went to the States was like 2013. It's been a while. And I don't know. I'm thinking that probably is the right choice that I've stayed here. I don't know. I have no hate towards the U.S. I want you guys to get better soon, quickly. Fix this situation, whatever helps really develop the nation to a better place in the future. Not just talking BS, not just talking the trash that you guys normally talk. So here's hoping to a better future and that, you know, lighten the fuck up. Lighten up. Okay? Lighten the fuck up. Okay. Going to another subject. I've been going through a cleanup on my Instagram. I follow a lot of people. Let's just say that I follow a shitload of people. But it came to my attention. Well, not to my attention, but I noticed something lately. Certain groups of people in my Instagram were saying the exact same thing. It was almost like they had an agenda. It was almost a plan and keep talking about the same shit. And most of them were celebrities. And they present, not that they present themselves as the most holier than thou shit. It ain't that. And their political views, that none of my goddamn business. And they can like and vote for whoever the hell they want. That's their prerogative in their life. And they can choose to do so to their will. That's not my business either. But what I do see is that, you know, they claim for justice and rightfully so. And the things that that justice needs to be claimed after. But I see that there could be some hypocrisy in there. And I'm not calling out names, but y'all remember Mr. Jeffrey Epstein, you know, who allegedly killed himself. And I say that with a lot of asterisks in there, because that dude did not kill himself, for sure. Yeah, if that dude killed himself, then I'm more ripped than Schwarzenegger in the 70s. I'm not. So make that information there what you will. So I came across some images posted by, so you take it with a grain of salt, okay? So don't be judgy, don't be judgmental here. Some people that you know, the flight logs for Epstein Island was released, and some people grabbed that information and made that what you will, you know. And I'll reveal some names, not the whole names, but I have a list of names here. I'll mention people, the most famous ones, because there are people here that I have no effing clue who they are. But to say the very least, they're known. They're known. So just to mention a few, we got Alec Baldwin, Ben Affleck, Charlie Sheen, Bill Clinton, Beyonce Knowles, Anthony Kiedis, that is the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anderson Cooper. Oh, wow. We have, let me see. I'm sorry. Sorry for that faux pas. Courtney Love, James Gunn. Let me see. Chelsea Handler. Okay. Well, Jim Carrey, John Legend, Jimmy Kimmel, Madonna, Meryl Streep, Eminem, Naomi Campbell. We have, let me see, Quentin Tarantino, Steven Spielberg. Holy shit, Tom Hanks. Robert Downey Jr., Lady Gaga, oh God, Ah, Jesus. Let me see. Wanda Sykes, Will Ferrell, Will Smith, Woody Allen, Chrissy Teigen, Bill Murray, John Cusack, James Franco, Steven Tyler, Kevin Spacey. That's just, Pharrell Williams. That's just to mention a few. So, yeah, all those people were in Epstein Island. Now, I'm not saying that they fuck kids. Let's just get that one out of the clear. Not all of them were fucking kids. Okay? Because I don't have any proof that they did or they didn't. I mean, they went there. That doesn't necessarily mean that they fuck kids. I mean, probably some of them went there once. Oh, I forgot one. Yeah, there was one, a little important one. What is that? Okay. Barack Obama and Akon. I forgot a few there. Sorry. Anyway, I'll be putting pictures here or there. I don't know. I'll be putting that in post. I don't know where you're going to see it. You'll see the pictures there. Anyway, the thing is, these people, again, they're not presenting themselves as the holier than thou, but Hollywood, traditionally, if you've caught up in history in Hollywood, I am a history buff. I'm not the greatest history buff of all time, but I get the gist of it, and with that, I understand. But Hollywood has been traditionally extremely liberal, to say the least. References to Sodom and Gomorrah and whatnot. The thing is that they like to party. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of these people did actually perform sexual acts on these children. Because if you're not caught up with the whole thing, why I'm accusing this, Epstein Island was basically a fuck island where you went to fuck kids. It was basically that. You know, we brought in big fishes and you were there for entertainment purposes. Again, the drag race continues. Sorry. So you were taken there for entertainment purposes. And that automatically makes you understand the reason why you felt the need that Mr. Epstein had to go. Because he had dirt on a lot of people. And it wasn't as simple as just saying, no, well, I knew him, but you know. Like, for example, former President Clinton, he went, the travel logs for him going to, flying on Epstein's plane, it was like, what, 27 times? You can't say you didn't know the dude if you flew on his personal plane for 27 times. That calls attention. I mean, once, okay, twice. 27, you knew the dude. You knew the dude. So don't be bullshitting at all. So, when I found out that information, I was like, well, not that I call them baby rapers, not that I call them child molesters or anything. I don't have proof, and I will not say that clearly, but it automatically gives me the benefit of the doubt of whether they stand. I mean, just the fact that they went to that island, if they didn't participate, they saw some shit. They probably saw some shit. They probably did. If they didn't participate, and again, I will say this, that they probably didn't do anything. They probably were kept in the dark, probably. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know. Anyway, so I stopped following a bunch of celebrities. Make with that information what you will. I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. I don't go wholesale on those conspiracy theories. I don't like to jump through those hoops because mostly they are fantasy hoops and they're not real. But every now and then you get something that holds water. And I'm sorry, if you don't believe in the Epstein thing, I do. The dude was straight up killed. The dude was straight up killed. And when you see shit like this popping up, you know, 2 plus 2 makes 4. And this shit is making 4 in my head. So make that information what you will. Okay, let's go on to a continuation of something of the subject we talked about last week, which I feel that I have to be straight with y'all, because this one is a little emotional for me, but I've tried to detach myself, and to the point that I detach myself is by not even going after reading what I found out during the week. We talked about Ravi Zacharias, the accusations that RZIM, Ravi Zacharias International Ministries, that's the acronym that means for that, they went on to say that they will start an investigation for the allegations that were thrown in onto their late founder, Mr. Ravi Zacharias, who passed away in March of this year due to cancer. They're investigating because a lot of sexual misconduct happened, and also a lawsuit that was put in the shelf, to say, to put it in a way, while he was alive. And since the dude is dead now, emails have surfaced that don't paint a good picture on Mr. Zacharias. And I would have to say that I'm 80% convinced that, and pardon my French, because I'm, again, trying to clean up the language, but pardon my French, but 80% sure on my end that he did fuck her. He fucked a married woman. Yeah. That does not make me happy. That was, you know, me dealing with the news. And, you know, human beings, I'm not going to defend the action. If he did it, I mean, what do you say? What can you say? Oh, he's a piece of shit. He's a this. He's a that. Look, the dude died of cancer, and a very aggressive cancer. If he did do that, I'm not going to say that that cancer was divine justice, but if you look on the outside, it kind of looks that way. And I'm not even saying that with joy or any glee in my heart. My mom passed away from cancer, so I don't wish that to anybody. I saw what happened to her, and I don't wish that into the worst person on earth. I do not wish that on anyone, because that is horrible. That is nasty, that you see a person that you love being rotten to the core by that fucking disease, and there's nothing, you just sit there and watch them die slowly in front of you. So I don't, it takes no pleasure in me to say, well, he deserves this, he deserves that. Look, and that goes into my later subject, into the cannibalism of Christianity. This is the reason why I call the podcast will be titled Cannibalism and Butthurt Nation. But the cannibalism part comes into this. Okay, let's say he did do it. Let's say Robbie did fuck the woman, the married woman, and he did get wanted to his dick getting rubbed by those masseuses in the masseuse parlor that, by the way, he owned. I'm telling you, that doesn't paint a nice picture on the man. Which is a fucking shame, because I've said it publicly. He was one that helped me restore my faith in God with his messages. It helped me. Listening to him helped me. And finding out this, you know, does something to you. And not necessarily my faith in God, but my faith in the man. But that was my bad for expecting a lot to a human being. And I mean that because in the Bible itself, it tells you not to trust humans, not to trust your fellow man, trust God, because we fuck up. I can't demand perfection on any human being, because guess what? I'm not perfect. I fuck up constantly. I am a fuck up machine. I fuck up so many goddamn times. It is unbearably comedic. I have a laundry list of fuck ups that I've carried still. And well, one of them obviously is the cussing. And I mean that in the Christian sense. Some of you who are not Christians wouldn't give two rats ass whether I curse or not. But I take that. I acknowledge my faults. I'm not in the, and I've explained this to death before, and I, oh my God, here we go again with this shit. This guy's going to keep on to like, dude, go to confess yourself to a goddamn priest. Go do something with that shit. But the thing is with me, I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to be sincere. I'm trying not to be full of shit, because what I see is a world full of shit. And one of the shits that I see constantly, especially on my tribe, aka the Christians, is the cannibalism. And here's where I'm talking to. It's like they are like in a position of readiness to just destroy anyone that has fucked up. Now, I'm not against calling people's bullshit. If you are full of shit and there's evidence that you are full of shit, you should be called accountable for your bullshit. It's not about that. What I'm saying is that making that a sport to follow people for fucking up, to drag people into the mud for fucking up, that is what I'm against. Like, dude, we all gonna fuck up. It's not a matter of are we, it's it's what time of the day is it, you know? What are we doing? I mean, I was telling my wife this thing, like, the most religious person that you met in your life, you probably had this experience that you met a bunch of very religious people. The religion doesn't even matter, whether they're Christian, Judaism, Muslim, doesn't matter. My personal experience, I don't know if it's been yours, but my personal experience has been that if I met a religious person, chances are, and then time gives me the reason, that they are a fucking perv. I'm sorry. It's been my personal experience. I mean, I don't mean to shit on people, but in my personal experience, once I get to know the person and then time passes by and reveals certain shit, you understand that this person is a perv, 1000%, 101 proof perv. And you start finding out shit. Like, he's been keeping tabs on girls and whatnot. Probably boys, you know, probably likes to swing in his side. I mean, we're all fuck ups. And that's the reason, in my opinion, in my religion, is that you need Jesus. You need God. You need someone to redeem you, because we can't redeem ourselves. We are fuck ups. We are born fuck ups. We'll die fuck ups. So we need someone to clean us of our fucking ups, our fucking upness, and, you know, cleanse us from our sins. Now, in Christianity, we have a problem with snitches. And there's, like I said, there's a difference between calling people on their bullshit and being a fucking snitch. And just be snitching about every life. I understand, like, for example, I'm doing this podcast. And I'm recording myself. I'm putting this out there for everyone to listen. And what I say is not necessarily the form of Christian leaders. There's some people that might know me that would be like, I can't believe you're saying these things. I can't believe you're expressing yourself this way. This is how I feel. I might change my opinion later, but at the moment where I'm recording with this right now, this is how I feel. This is my opinion. I am not married to this opinion, by the way. I could change my mind. But I'm making it public anyway, because I feel that I'm done pretending to play bullshit. I want to be real before God and men and to myself. I want to be real. Now, being real probably has the consequences of me pissing off a few people. So goddamn be it. I'm not here to please anyone anymore. I'm done playing that fucking game. I played it a long time ago and I'm tired of it, quite frankly. So I'm going to be honest before God and men. I'm going to be honest and I will display my fuck ups and be honest about it, because what's the point of hiding it if you're going to find out anyway? It's going to come out. It will come out. Look at Mr. Ravi Zacharias. He pretended. If it's real, again, I'm convinced 80%. I'm not fully there, but I'm going more that he did it than he didn't. But Mr. Zacharias, and I mean no offense to his family. I mean no offense to his grown children now and his grandchildren. I mean no offense to them. But if he did do these things, it came out. The truth came out. You can't hide the shit that is inside of you. It will float. Shit will float. It will come out. It will float out. It will be shown. But in my faith, that's where Christ comes in and cleanses you from all sins. If you believe in it, you are truly repented of these sins. In his case, I don't know what to tell you, man. If he did do this thing, he fucked up. It makes me feel horrible that he did do these things. Because, you know, the sexual sin, that's like a go-to for Christian leaders. That's the main one, right? That's the one that everyone falls into. Why? Because it doesn't matter how pious you pretend to be or are, the dick wants what it wants. I'm sorry. It sounds so dark. You're like, why are you being such a dick about this? Well, it's true. I mean, the dick wants what it wants. I mean, even the Bible, we got David. David was a pious man. The Bible says he had his heart. His heart was as it was the heart of God. And all it took was him to watch woman getting bathed in the nude. And his dick automatically said, stab that bitch. Stab that bitch. Stab her with your pokey thing. Stab her. Stab her right now. And he forgot about God. He forgot about country. He forgot about everything. And fucked his life royally just to get his unit wet. I'm trying. I'm trying not to be such a cuss word machine. Because I understand that I shouldn't be playing both games. I shouldn't be playing both sides in the sense that, am I a Christian? Am I not a Christian? These days, I don't know. I've always said to myself, mostly, I'm a horrible Christian, but I'm an even worse sinner. I can't be both. I don't know how to do both. Because I fuck up so many times as a Christian. But I fuck up as a sinner as well, because I don't want to... Look, I'm not a pure guy. I have a lot of impure thoughts. But I am making the effort not to fuck around on the side. And it's not like, oh, he's slinging dick. No, I don't look for that shit. I don't want that shit. Because I have a wife that loves me and I love her. And I just imagine what it would be. I mean, I'm sorry. I know this sounds corny as shit for you guys. Some of you will be like, who gives a fuck? Go do your shit. That's not me, though. I don't want to hurt my wife. I don't want to hurt my daughter. I don't want to hurt the people that I love. Because for me, in my opinion, if you want to slay your dick and plow down through 80,000 bitches, that's you. Do your thing. I don't give a shit. Me, I'm not going to do that because I saw the consequences of that type of lifestyle with my father. And this is no secret. This is something he would tell you himself. He lived his life procrustly, like a savage. He was a savage. He can tell you himself. He was a savage. He fucked anything that walked. Female. Let me clear that one up. Female. And on the humanoid side. But the thing is, he was not an easy man to get along with. And he gave a lot of motive to my wife my mom, to not be happy with him. I mean, can you imagine if your husband was just cheating on everything, any female under God's green earth, I mean, that wouldn't be something that make you approve of his lifestyle. And I wouldn't. I mean, some women were a little liberal, more liberal than others, but that's either here or there. I'm just saying that having experienced that as a child, I wouldn't want that to happen to the people that I love. Have them wonder what's going to happen. So that's me. Also me, I'm tired of this Christian cannibalism, like trying to find the faults on people just to like, see here, he's full of shit. Newsflash, people. If you're a human being, whether you want to admit it or not, let me get closer to the mic just so you can listen. This is not going to be an ASMR, but I'm going to try to say it as low as possible. If you're a human being, you are full of shit. Whether you care to admit it or not, you are full of shit. All of us are. No exceptions. No fucking exceptions. That's why you need God. That's why you need Jesus. So he can cleanse you of your shit. You cannot clean yourself up. You cannot bring yourself up. Sin is a spiritual issue. Sin is a spiritual matter. And only the blood of Christ can clean you. I'm sorry to bring Christianity into this, but that's my faith. If you have a different opinion, that's you and do you. But that's my opinion. Only Christ can clean you from your sins. And I'll end it there. These podcasts are getting weirder and weirder by the minute. And I apologize for that. And probably the reason why I'm only getting two listens or reviews. But anywho, thank you for listening to the Husky Bible Podcast. This is number 25, Cannibalism and Butthurt Nation. I'm trying to be positive here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching now. This is be the beta version of what could possibly be the future podcast and video now. And hopefully we can get better in the future and more positive, more reassuring, and hopefully not talking so much garbage about people and actually help in terms of making you smile. I mean, I finally understood what entertainment is to remove your head from the troubles you have in life. I guess that's the reason why actors are getting were handsomely paid before COVID, because now they're kind of out of work. I understand that now. Why they get so handsomely paid is because they, with their shit, with their pretend, are making you forget about your troubles, are making you forget about the things that are going around about you. And I'm just trying to bring all the crap here, and I'm not trying to be funny, or at least not the way I thought how it would be. I'm sorry. Anyway, this has been the Husky Bible Podcast. This has been Ariel. I hope you guys are well, and we'll see and listen to each other next week. Bye.